Okay, so we are still in line of Bays and Biz. We got to two wide lines down only. With the end of the line, the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, Maschil b'Torah u'mashlim b'Navi, v'yosi omer im hishlim b'Torah yatza. So the Mishnah told us that the first the Pesukim are Torah, next the Pesukim are Navi, next the Pesukim are Ksuvim, and the final one, the tenth one, according to Tanakhama, it's supposed to come from Navi. Rabbi Yossi seems to agree it should come from Navi, but if you got one from Torah, you're Yotze B'Dieved, that works as well. So the Gemara analyzes this and says, Im Hishlim D'Eved in the Chachilalo. According to Rabbi Yossi, only if you had B'Dieved, you use that from Torah or Yotze. But L'Chachila, we advise you not to use. We have the opposite in the following brice of Hatani, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hamashim B'Torah Hareza Meshubach. He seems to praise the one who uses the tenth one from the Torah. So using the tenth one from the Torah is advisable, is L'Chachila. Says the Gemara, Ema Mashlim. So the Mishnah should not be read as Im Hishlim if he did B'dieved. Rather, it means Mashim L'Chachila. Rabbi Yossi advised the person to use the tenth pasuk from the Torah, and that goes well with the Brisa, which says HaMashlim B'Torah HaRezim Meshubach. One should use a pasuk from the Torah as the tenth one. Gemara says we can't just do that. V'ha Im Hishlim Katani D'yevet in L'Chachila Lo. But the mission actually says Im Hishlim if he did do it B'dieved. It doesn't say L'Chachila. How could you just go along and change the Brisa to tell about L'Chachila when it really in fact is B'dieved? Explains the Gemara, Hachi Kamar. Matchil Maschil B'Torah U'mashim B'Navi. That you're supposed to start with Torah and finish off with Navi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Mashim B'Torah. You're also supposed to finish off with Torah. V'im Hishlim B'Navi Yatza. So we changed the whole gears around. So I'm not sure why the Brisa, the Gemara, is happy with this. The Gemara could have just simply said, change the word from V'im Hishlim to be mashlim, and that would have been fine. The Gemara says, no, that's too much of a change. So instead, the Gemara makes a much bigger change and says the whole discussion is different. The way the Mishnah means to say is, according to the Tanakhama, a person's supposed to finish off with Navi. Rabbi Yossi argues that a person's supposed to finish off with Torah, but B'dieved, it's okay if he uses Navi, which is completely different than our Mishnah. And that seems to be more satisfactory than the previous understanding. And then the Gemara brings a brayso that says further, Tani Nami Hachi, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, the Vasikin. Who are Vasikin? So Kivega writes, you see that little circle, the flag, takes you to the Gilyan Ashas on the side. And my daf, it's underneath Ein Mishpat, the top right. See the Gilyan Ashas, the top right? Right below the Ein Mishpat. He says, he quotes a Rashi in Brachos, which says, Anashim Anavim U'mechabim Mitzvah. These are humble individuals who are always looking out to do the mitzvahs the best and proper way.
I don't think
we have
that.
You have, really? Oh, is no circle? It's so funny.
No circle.
But by the word vasikin, you don't have a circle?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, my Gemara there is
the...
Oh. Okay, my Gilyan Ashas is actually in brackets. So I guess it's maybe a different version had it.
Yeah.
Okay. So either way, Rabbi Kiv Eger quotes from Rashi and Brachos, where the initial word vasikin appears in the Gemara. Vasikin talking about davening at Nates. He says it means anashim anavim, humble individuals, u mechabim mitzvahs. And they're looking out to the
mitzvahs. The Hebrew has it.
They have that. They fill it in. All right. Okay. So what were the Vasikin? What would their custom be in Rosh Hashanah? Hayu mashlimim oso b'Torah. They would use a pasuk from the Torah as the 10th pasuk. Okay, so now in terms of Psak Halacha, the lach is we follow Rabbi Yossi, and we use a pasuk from the Torah, even though the Chachamim in our Mishnah say you should use the pasuk from Navi as a 9th, as a 10th one. And Rabbi Yossi, who's a Das Yachid, says use from the Torah. And normally we say Yachid v'Rabim Halacha k'Rabim, we should pass like Tanakhama. In this context, we're passing like the Yachid, like Rabbi Yossi, that we use the pasuk from the Torah as the 10th one.
Because of the Vasikin.
Because of the Vasikin, right. Right. And the Ramban actually says further, not only because of the Vasikin, because the Gemara has this phrase called Pok Chazi Amma Davar. Go out and see what the Minhag HaOlam is. So the Minhag HaOlam apparently was to use the pasuk from the Torah as the 10th one. Now, the Smag is a different understanding. The Smag says, when the Chacham says you're mashim with Navi, it means you're mashim with Navi, kal v'chomer, you could be mashim with Torah. I mean, why would Navi be greater than Torah? It doesn't make any sense. Torah should be greater. So he says, no, l'chachila, they're both advisable. According to Biosi, you're supposed to use Torah l'chachila. If not that, b'dievin, Navi works. But Chacham say, no, Navi works, and certainly Torah works. So that's why we opt to use Torah as a 10th pasuk, not one from the Navi.
It's a fixed tefillah, no? What do you mean, mashlim?
No, for us it's fixed. Well, it wasn't. Then it wasn't always fixed. I guess they're busy. I guess so.
They wrote it previously in the house and came to.
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone had their own psukim that they used. I don't know. I hear. So then the Gemara says, "Bishlama zichronos v'shofros ikatuva." I understand. It's very easy to find 10 psukim about zichronos, 10 different psukim about shofros. That's all pretty easy to find. But el malchios plasu dahavin. There's only 3 psukim that are really qualify as malchus. Hashem elokav imo uchuras melech bo, and then another pasuk by Hivishur and melech, and then Hashem yimloch li'olam va'ed. However, v'anan banin eser v'leka, we need 10 psukim and we can't find 10 psukim. There are only 3 psukim. So Amar Rav Huna, Huna says Toshma Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is considered malchus according to Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Even though Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einu Malchus, even though he argues, we see Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi have a lot of machlokas, and from yesterday's daf going on to today's, well, really yesterday's daf also, we're just doing it today. There's a big machlokas about many psukim. So according to Rabbi Yossi, Shema Yisrael qualifies as malchus. So that's another one that goes on the list. And then we have another one. V'yadata hayom v'yavashivosa elavavavacha ki Hashem hu elokim ein od. That's also malchus according to Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Yehuda once again Omer Einu Malchus, and then Hata Reis Ladas Ki Hashem Hu Elokim Einu Mevado is also Malchus Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Yehuda Omer Einu Malchus. He says it's not Malchus.
But we're still missing. We're still not even close to
5. Missing 5 with these 2.
Yeah.
Let's see.
All right,
only 4 times enough.
These are all from Torah again, aren't
they? No. They are from the Torah, you're right.
So from Navi, there's no problem getting from Navi. They only have 4 from the Torah.
See, the question was only the Torah we only find.
Yeah, only the Torah ones.
No, right. And also, it says ומכיוון שהקושיה הייתה לפי שיטה רבי יוסי, so the only question is that you need 10 is according to Rabbi Yossi. But from here we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that it doesn't have to say the Pharisee Malchus on the pasuk, so there could be many more then.
Right, but his question is though, meaning we're not looking for 10 psukim overall. There are plenty of psukim in Navi and Ksuvim. The question was, we only find that there are 3 psukim in the Torah, we don't find 4 psukim in the Torah. So Gemara says, no, we find there are 3 other psukim that, although they don't mention Malchus, qualifies Malchus, which can be used as the 4th pasuk in the Torah.
Only one.
No, we're not. I mean, no. Initially, the question, we're missing 1. So we just brought 3 examples that.
We're not really missing 1 because we said 10 each tefillah, right?
Yeah, but three from Torah, 3 from Navi, 3 from Ksuvim.
3 times.
No, for Malchus only.
But only Malchus,
right?
Is the problem, right.
And we said, according to Yossi, we said there has to be a 4th Torah option also.
Right. Only according to Yossi, there was missing 1. So it's not a problem.
So these qualify as well.
Right.
Okay.
And that's why Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold it.
Yehuda doesn't hold it, right? He must have a different opinion that.
He holds that he has to say actually the word Melech.
And therefore, he only has 3 psukim in the Torah.
Right.
You cannot be Mashim a 4th one from Torah because it doesn't exist. Right. Okay. Says the new Mishnah, over lifnei ha-teva b'yom tov shel Rosh Hashanah, person who goes in front of the teva, the shliach tzibur, on the hasheni maskia, the second one blows the shofar, meaning musaf. Rashi says, I think we're talking about musaf here.
Yes,
yeah, musaf. Okay. Now, the lashon maskia is a very interesting lashon here. So the way they explain is that it doesn't say tokeya, because the sheni guy, we don't want the baal musaf to be the baal tokeya. So he's maskia. I think by him saying the brachos of malchus zichron shofar, he causes the baal tokeya to be tokeya. Maskia means to cause someone to be blow the shofar. So that's why lashon maskia, the baal musaf himself, cannot be the baal tokeya. Ubishas halel, the times when you would say halel, Rosh Hashanah is not a time you say halel. The Gemara will explain why, but not on a different yontif where you do say halel. So then harishon mikra is halel, the first one during shachar you say halel. So shofar goes during the second tefillah musaf, and challah goes during the first one on a non-Rosh Hashanah day. And the Ram points out here, just as an aside, that the minhag was that the shliach tzibur for shachar should not be the same person as musaf. He should have 2 different shliach tzibur. I'm not sure what the reason is. Perhaps just to share the wealth. Okay, so the Gemara explains, Maishna Sheni Maskia. Why do we say the second one during Musaf they do the Tokeh Shofar? And now the first one. Mishum b'drov am hajish melech. Because more people. What do you mean more people? We said Sheni. Sheni refers to Musaf, the second davening of the day. The second davening, right. But this second davening of the day. The Shech, right. No.
So, exactly.
So the question is, why are we playing blowing the shofar during Musaf? Why not during Shacharis? The mitzvah is the day. We have to blow during the day. So why push off to Musaf? So it says the Gemara, Mishun, Dibirov Am, Hajus Melch, because there are more people there in Musaf. Why are there more people? So they explain, who says this? The Turi Evan says, because people come late to Shul, even on Rosh Hashanah. So Ihachi, that's the case. Halal Nami, Nema.
Even in the time of the Gemara.
Even in the Gemara, yeah, certainly right there. There are plenty on here, or there are plenty.
Yeah, I think
plenty
more.
Yeah, more than now. The Rabbanim were much greater than what we have now, and the Amir Eretz were much worse than what we have now as well.
We have a better middle class.
Right, exactly, right. Yihachi, halonami neima b'sheni, mishum d'birov am hajishmelch. So we should also say halal during the second davening during Musaf, because more people show up, and be greater to perform the recital of halal with more people. So elamayshna halal d'birishon, why do we say rishon halal first? Mishum des rizim makdim lemitzvos, because we try to do mitzvos as early as possible. So tkiyanami navid berishon. So the same thing, we should say tkiyah should also be doing shachris. Mishum des rizim makdim lemitzvos. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan b'shag gzeres malchus shani. We're talking about gzeres malchus. What exactly is gzeres malchus? So says Rashi. See Rashi in the higher up. B'shas gzeres malchus shanu oivim gazru. The enemies said we can't blow the shofar. They would kind of gather together and surround us and pay attention, see if we're blowing the shofar for the first 6 hours of the day. So we waited after noon. They all dispersed. Says, oh, good, they're listening, they're not blowing the shofar. Once they leave, then they blew the shofar during Musaf time. That's why we had the custom to do that. So look at top Tosos now. Tosos writes, B'shas gzeres malchus shanu. The Afal Pisha Butla Gzeres Malchus, we no longer have those concerns, so we should say, therefore, push off shofar to the morning. Lo Avdinon Kidmikar. We don't go back to the initial way. We don't blow shofar in the morning. The Afal Gav Dizrizim Akdin Lemitzos, even though it sounds like one should because of Dizrizis. The Chashinon Shema Yachzer Davar Lekakula. We always have this concern that you never know when the government will come back, put into state such a decree. And therefore, we keep the Tekana as blowing it during the second, during Musaf, not during Shacharis. What?
The new Goyim.
Maybe. A little lunch break. Okay. Back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, two dots. Midkamim b'shas halal, michal de Rosh Hashanah lekehalal, my time. The Mishnah says, and during the times when there are halal, that implies that on Rosh Hashanah is not an example of reciting halal. Why do we not say halal on Rosh Hashanah? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abohu, Amar Malachi Asharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim say to Hashem, Ribono Sha'olam, Mipnei Ma Ein Yisrael Omrim Shir Lefnecha, B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim. The Malachim realize what a great day Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are, the day of Simcha. So why did that sing Shira to you, Hashem? So Amar Lehem, so he says back to them, Efshir Melech Yoshev Akise Din V'Sifri Chaim V'Sifri Mesim P'suchim L'Fanav V'Yisrael Omrim Shira. There's a Gemara that appears in Erchan also. They're going to sing praise when they're standing in front of me. They're being judged. There's a Sifri Chaim. They might be written in the Book of Life. At the same time, they might be written in the Book of Death. So they're going to sing Shira? Certainly not. The day is a day of seriousness, so there's no need for a Shira.
Is this the only source for this report?
The Gemara also comes in Erchan, I believe.
But we learned this.
Us together.
This
I believe only in Erchin. Yeah, it only comes up in Erchin. Yeah. We may mention it as an aside, but the Gemara itself, I don't think mentioned other than these
but
two
Erchin,
places.
It is
in Erchin, yeah, unless you did Erchin, right? Now, an interesting question that they ask. It says here that there are only two svarim that are open. we know that there are really three Svarim that open. There's also the Beinonim. There's Tzadikim, there's Rishonim, there's Beinonim. That's the Gemara earlier in Rosh Hashanah tells us. So why is it mentioned here that there are only two Svarim that are open? So the Marsha explains that even the Beinonim are included in Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim. Because in the end, they're going to be there. So they're kind of, there's no real safer of Beinonim. They're kind of just waiting there until they get picked. Exactly. So they're not, even though the Gemara does say that there are three Svarim early in the Masechta, in fact, the Marsha says there are really only two Svarim, not three.
One of them is only
notes. One of the notes, right. Okay, now, another interesting question they raise here. We really shouldn't do this, we're running out of time. We're not even in the next topic. Okay, let's keep going. So, the next Mishnah says, Shofar Rosh Hashanah, Ein Mavirin Olav Esatchum. You have the shofar, today's Rosh Hashanah, and there's a mitzvah to blow the shofar, so you cannot pass over the tchum. You can't go beyond 2,000 amma, even though shofar is a deraisa, and tchum is only a derbanam, you cannot be docha the iser derbanam of tchum. Furthermore, Vein Mefakin Olav Zagal. Let's say a mound of stone or rocks falls on top of the shofar, you cannot remove the rocks to get to the shofar, even though rocks are only muksa midirbanam, and shofar is deraisa, we don't push off the iser muksa. Lo olin be'ilan, you cannot climb a tree to get a shofar. Climbing the tree is a gzera. You can't climb trees on Shabbos or on Yontif because you might break a branch. Lo rochvan agavi behema, you can't ride a horse in order to retrieve a shofar because riding a horse might lead to you breaking up a branch to hit the horse or the animal. Lo shatan al pnei ha'mayim, you can't go swimming on a boat to get a shofar because you might build a boat. Vein choschin oso, you can't cut either. You can't fix the shofar if it needs a little bit of cutting. Because bein b'davashu mishum shvus, bein b'davashu mishum lo sase. So certain types of things you might cut with might only be a shvus, the Gemara will explain, and certain things might be real issa deraisa. You can't do either one of those in order to fix the shofar. Aval, what a person can do, im ratzel liten l'socha mayim o yayin yitain. Person wants to clear it out. One of the ways, apparently, to clear out the shofar, to make it a smooth sound, is to place water or wine in it to clear it out. Even though it might look like tikkun mana, like you're fixing something, that is permitted. However, all right. Furthermore, what you cannot do is ein ma'akvin esatinokos mutzkoa. We don't prevent children from blowing the shofar. Meaning, if your child is blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we allow them. We don't say, oh, stop, it's muksa, it's playing piano, stop doing it. No. We let them play the shofar, blow the shofar if they want. Aval misaskin nimahim ad shlumadu. Even further, not only that are we not ma'aki them, we actually encourage them to blow the shofar. The Gemara will explain exactly why we do this, but we encourage them to do it until they learn how to blow the shofar properly. Ha misasik lo yatsa. A person who's being misasik means he's just kind of playing around with the shofar. He doesn't even intend on making any sound. He's just playing with it, and it happens to be a sound comes out, but he doesn't even intend on a sound coming out. That is lo yatsa. And if anyone hears from a person who's being misasik, say, oh, wait a second, I just heard a tkia. If the guy blowing it was only being misasik, was playing around with it, and happened to make a sound, a person who hears also is not going to be yotze.
It's not on Shabbos, honestly.
Exactly, it's talking about Yontif itself, right, exactly. Unless it's talking about in the base of Mikdash. Exactly, or in Yavna, after the times of base of Mikdash, we also permitted it on Shabbos. But seemingly referring to on Yontif. Okay. Says the Gemara now, the bottom lines. My Taima, what's the reasoning why we do not allow you to, the shofar is going to be docha all these Yisurim listed in the Mishnah? It says the Gemara, because the shofar is asehu, it's a mitzvah aseh, the Yontif is an aseh velos aseh. It's two things. It's an aseh to keep Yontif, it's a los aseh to violate Yontif. So since it's a double, we say the ein asay doch es los asay v'asay. Normally, we say an asay is doch los asay. One mitzvah asay can be doch a los asay. For example, there's an issue to wear shatnez, but there's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis with tcheles. So, if you have tzitzis with tcheles, you're able to wear it with shatnez. There's a real mitzvah to wear it with shatnez. So, the asay doch el los asay. Another example, the classic example is that this. If you wear wool and linen, right. So the pasuk says. Right. So this is with tcheles. Yeah, I mean nowadays no one would say you could wear shatnez because even though there's a lot of good reason to say this, we don't know about us. No, that's not shatnez. No. Nowadays, no one, even those who wear tcheles, won't say to wear it with shatnez because we don't know with 100% truth that that's real tcheles. Even though there's a good reason to say it is. And some say it's better.
Real tchelet is
it is mixed with Siddhis Shatnes.
Correct. Uh-huh. Correct, exactly.
Here it says that even though the assays from the Raisa and the Lotus assays with Rabbanan, the Torah gave power to Chachamim to be.
Right. And the point
is because this is Midrash and the Lotus is Midrabbanan.
Right. A lot of these things listed in the Mishnah is climbing a tree. These are only Dirabanan that you might break a branch. Your Tum is only Dirabanan. So we say that Pasuk Lo Sasser. Lo Sasser is the source that anything that Chachamim create has a status of a Deraisa.
Right.
So it's a, now it's a Lo Sasser on Yom Tif plus the Assay.
Yes.
Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, "Lo olin beilan v'lo ruchman agavi behema." You can't climb a tree to get a shofar. You can't go on an animal to go retrieve a shofar. Hasha derbanan amris lo deraisa mibay. I don't understand. First, we said before. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi explains this. The last couple lines of Rashi. Hasha derbanan amris lo. Now that we already said that even a derbanan you can't violate. Iser tchumim upikuach agal deleka lemigzar altu deraisa amris lo. Muksa and tchumim are not things that are there because you might violate a deraisa. Tchumim has nothing to do with deraisa. They just said you can't walk beyond the tchum. No connection to a siyag of deraisa. Muksa also. Muksa was not because of deraisa. Muksa just, you can't. Rambam says muksa is why? Because they didn't want people who had no jobs sitting around all week, do nothing. And then Shabbos, they sit around all week, on Shabbos also do nothing. There's no difference Shabbos during a weekday. So they made a new gzera, something called muksa, so they can't touch everything. So now there's some difference for these people. So, if we said by those, by the way, this is an assumption, because the Gemara tells us in Bay, if you remember, that the reason why we can't do muks is because it might lead to hotza. Muks actually is a siyag of a deraisa. Rashi, I'm just realizing this now, seems to say it's not a siyag of a deraisa. Muks just exists. It's a derbon that they created, no connection to a violation of a deraisa. Either way, the Gemara says, if we said you can't get the shofar to violate a derbonon, so certainly you can't violate a derbonon that is there because you might violate a deraisa, much higher level. Such as, look at Rashi, deraisa are what? Rochwin, riding a horse. Dikul meimar shema yichtach zemor. You might cut off a branch, which is it's a deraisa. Vol b'ilan, you can't climb a tree, because dikul meimar shema yidlosh, you might break off a branch. But it's a different level. One's just a rabbanon, one's a rabbanon that might lead to a deraisa. So it's a higher level. So once we establish that tchumim is aser, so certainly climbing a tree is going to be aser as well. Answers the Gemara, like, v'zuv ein tzarach lomar zukatani. Sometimes the Mishnah says things that are unnecessary, even though normally we assume not that way. Sometimes the Gemara invokes this concept of Zuv Ein Tzarach Lomar Zuv. You're right. We didn't have to mention the Isurim that are leading to Gzeirah Deraisas. That's certainly going to be us there as well. But the Mishnah felt the need to mention it anyways. Okay, now we got a full blot ahead of us with 35 minutes, 40 minutes. Vein, we have plenty of time. It's a short daf. Vein choschin, that's the line of Lam Negimel Amalaf. Vein choschin also bein b'davar shu mishum shvus, bein b'davar shu mishum lal sase. You cannot take the shofar and cut it and fix it. Rashi says in Bal L'Sakno, if you have to fix it, you can't use something that's an iser shvus, and you can't use something that's an iser lo sase. So what are different examples? Mishum shvus is a megala. A megala is a, how do they define this in English?
Magala.
A sickle. So a sickle is not used to cut shofarim, it's used, a shofar, so it's used to cut wheat or something in the ground, produce. So if you use it for a shofar, that would be a shinoi. The shinoi would not be a deraisa. If you do anything in a different type of way, it's only an iser shvus. That's an example of cutting it with a shvus. Yeah, but it's a shvus, it's a chachamim. It always indicates it's a din chachamim, that they create additional ways to rest, to stop doing things on Yom Tov or Shabbos, right? And what's an example of a lo sase? That if you cut the shofar, it would be violating an issa deraisa. Sakina, using a knife, which is the darko bakacha, that's the regular way, that would be a violation. What would be the mlacha that you violate using a knife? I think the violation of makir patish would be my guess. Yeah, so it says there? Okay. So if you use a sickle to cut a shofar, which is a shinoi, that's only a shvus. If you use a knife, that would be a deraisa of makir patish. So Gemara asks the same question. Hash the mishum shvus amris lo. Once we said you can't use a sickle, which is only a shvus, so then certainly lo sase mibar, you have to mention you can't use a real knife, which is going to be a deraisa. Of course you can't use a deraisa to cut a shofar. Says the Gemara, the same answer, zu, vein tzarech lomar zu katan. You're right, it said this, and you didn't need to say the case of lo sase, but it said it anyways. It mentioned the case of cutting with a knife, even though that was obvious, you can't use a knife to cut a shofar. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, "Aval im rata litain latocha mayim o yayin yitain." If a person wants to clean out the inside of the shofar with water or wine, one's permitted to do that. Mayim o yayin in meir glaim lo. A person can use water or wine, but a person may not use meir glaim. So Gemara says, "What? No, no. Probably it probably clears out pretty well, much stronger than water and wine."
Good to know.
Why does it say you can't use vinegar? Or right. You can't, why jump to this?
Right.
right.
Okay.
Because right.
Unless vinegar comes from wine in those days,
maybe. That's right.
Yeah, I guess Mayor Glam was known as a good agent, a good cleaning agent, I guess.
I mean, I guess it was more common to have it. It was available.
Right.
Very available.
It was just Bush at the time, you know, they spoke about it like, you know, it's natural. Kadosh Baruch Hu creation, what do you want? Right. I think that, you know, it's near to that.
So, what's the reason why not? So, the Gemara says, rather, Masnisin lo, Masnisin money, who's the author of the Mishnah who says Meir Glaim may not be used? Says the Gemara, Abishal, who, he, the Tanya, Abishal, Omer, Mayim, oh, Yai, Mutter, Kedei, Letzachsecho, Meir Glaim, also, Mepnei HaKavod, simply because of cover reasons, you can't use Meir Glaim. So, interesting, you might, if anyone who says Ketoros in the morning, so about Meir Glaim, you can't use Meir Glaim, the Ketoros, because it's not covered.
Yeah.
So the Be'er Sheva, who's an Achron, and Sefer Krisis, he asks, and Mseches Krisis rather, he asks, so how come Meir Glaim can't be used? But we know when you bring an animal inside, or all the pirshu, the innards, with all the bowels that are there, is brought on Mizbeach. So why is the pirshu of the behemoth permitted, but not Meir Glaim? What's the difference? It's all waste. So he says, it's very interesting, he says, because in the case of the carbon, the entire carbon is Kadosh. So even the innards, even all the bowels are going to be considered part of the carbon itself, so it can be brought. In the case of our case here, the Meir Glaim, in the case of the Ketoros Meir Glaim, that's not part of the Ketoros. We're trying to add things to the Ketoros, but it's not part of the goof of the Ketoros.
Yeah.
That's the difference, he says.
I think we learned also that, according to Oman the Amor, it was something that was called Meir Glaim, but it wasn't really Meir Glaim.
Oh, really?
I think so. Uh-huh. We learned it on which Masechet was.
And it comes in Krisis. Interesting. Okay. Then the Gemara says, "Ein ma'akvin es hatinokus min tkoa." The Mishnah told us that if your children are busy playing around with the shofar, there's no need to have them stop. Honoshim ma'akvin. But the implication is, women, if they were to blow the shofar, we have to prevent them. Stop playing the shofar, we say. So the Gemara says, "What do you mean?" V'hatani, doesn't the Brisa say, "Ein makvin lo es hanashim v'lo es hatinokos mitzkal b'yomtev"? No, if women are playing the shofar, we do not have to stop them either. So why does our Mishnah here leave out women? That implying that women, we would stop them from playing the shofar, blowing the shofar on yomtev.
No, it's always referred to the Brisa. And the Brisa doesn't mention him. The Brisa, what is the Brisa like? Is it like a Mishnah?
So the Brisa has the same status, the same holds the same weight as Mishnah, but it was not part of the Mishnayos here. The Mishnayos that Rebbe put together, everyone memorized.
So the Brisa is same value like the Mishnah.
But it's not part of the Mishnah.
Meaning it's Mishnayot.
But we bring Rais back and forth from it. Sometimes there are going to be steers in it. Sometimes there are going to be mistakes in the Brisa.
It's a Mishnayot.
Right.
Halacha misina, halacha, Torah misina.
It's exactly, same level.
So so the Brisa is not an explanation. It's not like the Gemara. It's like the Mishnah.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Some of them aren't. Depends really. I think the Brisa depends where they come from.
Well, no. Sometimes you'll find the Brisa that was not part of the part of the Sora. They said that wasn't part of the Sora.
So why it's the Rabbi Yudaras didn't put it together too with the Gemara?
Either some the Gemara. That's oftentimes the Gemara asks. Well, what's the difference? Sometimes the Gemara says, well, that's a different author. So he was not part of the Psak Halacha. He wasn't included. Meaning, Gemara is about to ask a question right now. The Mishnah says one thing, the Brisa says something different. The Gemara is going to answer because I think the Gemara answered there are two different opinions, two different authors. One person wrote the Mishnah, one person wrote the Brisa. So Rebbe felt that we passing like the Mishnah, so he included the Mishnah. Why would we include the Brisa if we don't passing like the Brisa?
But
so he left it out.
But I believe it. You don't know many of the Brisa, you do poskim like the Brisa.
Right.
Why those are not in
right.
The Gemara?
Yes, there's only so much you could put in there. I don't know. Only so much.
No, that's.
No, remember, part of Mishnayos, it was meant to be memorized. So oftentimes you find things in the Mishnah that are actually missing lines. The Gemara says, Chasur Mechser, the Mishnah is missing something. Why is it missing something? Because they had to make the Mishnahs flow in a very poetic way and rhythmic so you could help memorize it better. So if it's too much to memorize, too much information, so then it's just harder to memorize. So they tried to be very, very shorthand in the Mishnah, as best as possible, that has understanding, but not expected for you to paskin based on the Mishnah. You have to explain, okay, why did the Gemara Mishnah use this language and that language? And that's what the Gemara is here to explain the Mishnayos. If you put too much in there, you can't memorize everything. Anyways, we find the steer in the Mishnah, between the Mishnah and the Braisa, whether, if women are blowing the shofar, whether you have to stop them from blowing the shofar or not. Our Mishnah says, implies that you would stop them. The Braisa says we would not stop them. So what's the explanation? So Amar Bai Lo Kasha, this is not a contradiction. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, this is Machlokas Tanayim. The Tanya, Daber B'nei Sel, Pasuk says, let's read the whole Pasuk on the side here.
And who wrote the Mishnayot? Tanaim.
Different Tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi organized it. He put it together. So the Gemara said, the Pasuk on the side says, Daber B'nei Sel V'amarta Aleim, Adam Ki Yakrib Mikem, Karban Lashem. When a person brings a carbon, this is the second pasuk of Sefer Vayikra. Mina behema, mina baker, mina tzon takrives karbanchem. And it goes on to say that you have to, not in this pasuk, but one of the next upcoming psukim says you do smicha. You have to rest your hand on the head of the behema. That's smicha. So the Gemara is medayik now that ber bnei Israel, somchin vein bnos Yisrael somchos. Only men, only bnei Israel do the smicha. Women do not do smicha. Women are completely excluded from it. And comes along Rabbi Yossi, Vi Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, Nashim Somchis Rishus. Women are allowed to do smicha if they choose. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the first opinion says women are not allowed to. It's also for them to do smicha. So how does this connect to our case here? So our case is smicha. So just like smicha is that the pasuk excludes them, this machlokas whether they may do it or not may or may not do it. So our case of shofar is a mitzvah asei shezman grama, which women are pater from based on psukim by tefillin and maseches kedushin. Women are pater from them. Now, when we say they're excluded, are they entirely excluded? Also, for them to do that,
allowed.
Or are they allowed to if they want to?
So that's all the rabbaniot we first disclaimed, Barbie.
Oh sure, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
100%. Yeah, there's a long toast that discusses these in Yanim. There's a famous gemara in Chagiga that say we would permit women to do smicha, even though it's also to do smicha. We say, to give them nachas ruach, we let women do smicha. Just for nachas ruach, even though it's aser. And some say, for that reason, for dancing with the Sefer Torah and Simchas Torah, give them nachas ruach, we'll let them dance with the Sefer Torah. Many don't like that, but there are shuls, which I think are unfortunately, do permit women dancing with Simchas Torah because of the nachas ruach.
Well, it's not that crazy.
Here it says that...
It's not a crazy chiddush.
It's not, but what it leads to.
Yeah, I understand.
Here it says that Rashi says that the Isser is from Baal Tosif.
Right, ancient Rashi, yes.
But the Marsha says that there's only Isser from Baal Tosif when you have a chiyuv of a mitzvah and you're mosif. When there's no chiyuv, you're not.
Yeah, exactly.
So he corrects and he says that it's nirot the mosif.
Yeah, I have that here also, yeah.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Now, we paskin in the Gemara here, that women may do mitzvahs asei shezman grama if they want. They're not entirely excluded from mitzvahs asei shezman grama. That's why women sit in the sukkah. When you blow shofar, they eat matzah. Well, matzah is different, actually. They're actually chayv in matzah. But any mitzvah asei shezman grama, they're mutter to perform. The big machlokas is, do they say a bracha or not? Tosas writes that the women say a bracha. We can't read through the whole Tosas here. I'll just pick out some lines. They say that you're allowed to say a bracha here. And there's another line, Tosas, in the discussion, Tosas writes here, and don't be concerned of a bracha levatala. You can't say bracha, Shem Hashem levatala, because he says that's not real in Issa deraisa. Bracha levatala is only in Issa derabanan. Since only Issa derabanan, based on a number of other factors, we permit women to say brachas when performing mitzvah asei shezman grama.
How does it go?
Very good, yeah. Yeah, very good. They connect this to a Summa. This Gemara you're referring to is about a Summa. He's a Gadol Mitzvah Yosef Eino Mitzvah Eino Mitzvah Yosef. Yes, exactly. Gemara connects the two.
Because the Tzivoy. The Tzivoy is the Inyan.
Exactly.
Tzivoy, people have more Yetzirah when
it's Tzivoy. Right, so that's the same Inyan, exactly. They connect it.
I just read about it in Chabad book. Tzivoy. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's unlimited, unlike when somebody is doing it from his own sechel and gedarim and whatever understanding. But because the tzivu is the beginning, not the maaseh atzmo, they must have these qualities, obviously, whatever, but the, because of the fact of the Tzivui, which is him, which is unlimited, so there's much bigger Inyan than...
Uh-huh. So that's Pshat, according to the Chabad.
That's a Pshat, but...
That's the
Pnimi. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, beautiful. It's the Mahotam Shel Yisrael. What's the difference? What's the difference? Not Chelek, Lo Kamimal Mamash, what that mean? That's not the... beautiful.
Okay. So, so again, to be passing, women may perform mitzvahs asei shehezman grama. Tosis writes they could say bracha even, and Rambam paskins the women cannot say bracha, and that's brought down halacha. Svaradim paskins like the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, who say you do not say bracha on mitzvahs asei shehezman grama. So, if a woman were to hear the shofar a second round the shofar blowing, and a man's blowing the shofar for them, I would imagine they no bracha is set. The man who recited yotzi in the morning, but by Ashkenazim they do recite a bracha in the second blowing of the shofar. I believe. Comes up by other cases also. Leishe Basuka, a woman would say it and by Ashkenazi, but not by Svard.
Sfiras
Omer also, yes.
Svarin women don't.
Uh-huh. Okay, that is interesting because there's a machlokas whether or not Sfiras Omer is considered a mitzvah asei shehezman grama. That itself is a machlokas. But even if it, let's say it's not or is, Mishnah Berurah advises that even Ashkenazi women don't say it because... Mishbura writes that they're going to forget. So, two interesting things on that. The Reb Chaim was one to ask. Mishbura quotes a Sefer that tells us that women shouldn't say it because they might forget. So, if you actually look the Sefer up, it doesn't say that. Mishbura misquotes the Sefer. So, Mishbura is wrong. So, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, no. Mishbura quoted it because he thought that's halacha. Okay, he happened to find the source, though the source perhaps was incorrect, but the idea is still true because Mishbura writes it, that means that's the halacha. So, once a few years ago, a girl who came back from the seminary asked me, why can't they say Sfiras Omer? I don't understand them. Why can't we do this? I said, because Mishnah Berurah says you're going to forget to say Sfiras Omer. So I'm not going to forget. There's no way I'm going to forget. Okay, I'm just telling you what Mishnah Berurah says. A few weeks later, I saw her on a Shabbos afternoon. She said, how's Sfiras coming along? She said, oh, I forgot last night. Thank you for reminding me. Because the hardest thing to remember is like Friday night. During the week, it's easier to get the text messages. I have text messages that remind me, but what about Shabbos? So
men go to shul.
Right.
And women don't.
Yeah, so. Those are the hardest ones also, because then it's, you go to the early minyan. You've got to remember 9:30.
Right.
And then you're sleeping, half sleep.
Right.
But why during the week, in weekdays, they're doing Sfirah before Tzet in shul?
Yeah,
and on Shabbos, no.
Because Shabbos is much earlier, because we do have to Shkia, and sometimes it's closer, rather about some people.
Meaning
I'm not sure what they what
no,
mean.
Because during the week in Shul, even during Mariv we do it, but it's after Shkia.
Yeah. Before Tzeis. Oh, the Shulchan Aruch brings down because there's a concern that people are not going to remember to say after Tzeis, so you can rely on Shkia.
I understand. So why not on Shabbos on Friday Eve?
Oh, do they not do it?
Yes.
Oh, because you daven before Shkia, make early Shabbos on Friday.
The end of Mariv is before, still before Shkia?
If you dive in early.
Yeah, by now, yeah.
You start Shkia now is exactly 8:24.
Not by now, based on when you say Sfirat Om, which is earlier time, which is Shkia is earlier.
Shkia is 8:15.
All the night, it doesn't make sense because...
Yeah, it does. Shkia is 8:15. If you start at 7, you're done before 8.
Shkia is 8:03 because I remember...
All right, let's get back to the Gemara though. We're running out of time. Okay. Fine, say it to the Gemara. Avam is asking two dots. So you can encourage, and you should encourage your children to blow the shofar until they learn how to blow the shofar properly. So I'm a Rabbi Elazar. Afilu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to encourage them to blow the shofar. Tani nami hachi, the Brisa says the same thing. You could encourage them to blow the shofar even on Shabbos until they learn how to blow it properly. Vein ma'akvin atinogos mitzkoa b'Shabbos, and you don't hold back, you don't stop them from blowing the shofar. Vain Sarachlomer Byamtiv, and needless to say, on Yamtiv you don't stop them from blowing the shofar. So Gemara says, I don't understand. Hagufakasha, the Brisa didn't make much sense. Amris, first we said, Mas asking Behanad Shilamdu Vafil Bashabis. We encourage them. Al Malchachila. I mean we say, blow the shofar, here, take the shofar, go blow it. But then Taku. Then Vahadar Tani, then that very same Brisa says, Ain Makvin, Ukuva Hudilo, Makvin Halachilo, Armian Tiku. But then it said, we don't stop them. Sounds like, but we don't encourage them either. So the Brisa says two lines. One is we encourage them to blow the shofar. One is we don't encourage them. We just don't discourage them from blowing the shofar. So b'dievet, is it l'chachila we advise them or not l'chachila, only b'dievet? So said of the Gemara, lo kasha, that's not true. Kan b'katan shegila chinuch, kan b'katan shelo gila chinuch. So Rashi says, top line of Laman Gimel Laman Beis, Katan Shigila Chinuch Misaskin Behen Shilumdu, Bekol Shkein Shein Ma'akvim. If it's a child who reaches the age of chinuch, we encourage them to learn how to do it so they can blow the shofar and be yotzei to the mitzvah because they didn't go to shul. So come my house, my kids love blowing the shofar. They're very good at blowing the shofar. So I come home, they blow the shofar all Rosh Hashanah. They're learning how, and hopefully they got a couple of keys and shuas in the yotzei to the mitzvah and figil chinuch. If they didn't get the chinuch, so they're not going to get the mitzvah. So if they blow the shofar, don't stop them from blowing the shofar because they're just having a good time. Then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, HaMisasek Lo Yatsa, a person who's just playing around with the shofar and happens to let out a couple of sounds, not paying attention, he's not Yotzi the mitzvah of shofar. Hatokei L'Shir Yatsa. But if a person was having a mind to blow sounds, he wasn't having a mind for the mitzvah, but he was having a mind to make a sound for singing, for music, then a person's Yotzi. Lema, Misayle L'Rava, D'Amar Rava, Hatokei L'Shir Yatsa. It supports Rava. That person, Lashir, that person blows shofar for singing, not for the mitzvah, but for singing, you're yotze, as long as you have intention of making a tekiah. Dilma Gemara says, no, tokei Lashir nami misasek karile. No, maybe the definition of misasek means anyone who's blowing for a shir, for singing, is what misasek is. I mean, what's misasek? Misasek is unclear. You're just being involved in shofar. So initially we thought misasek meant that you're just playing with the shofar, happens to be sound comes out. Now we're saying, no, misasek means you're blowing music out of the shofar. And the Mishnah says you're not Yotzei. So it's not a proof for Rava that says a tokei l'shir is Yotzei. So I'm going fast, we're just running out of time.
You know, it says that according to the Mishnah, which is Havana, misasek is anybody who is not misgabed. And according to those who are misenas for Havana, then it would be
anything. Okay, just playing around with it and sound. Okay. Okay, then the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, the last line of the Mishnah that said, "Hashemeh min ha-misasek lo yotze." A person who hears someone who's being misasek is certainly not going to be yotze. Aval hashemeh min ha-mashmir la'atzma ma yotze. But if I heard, let's say David is blowing the shofar for himself to be yotze the mitzvah, and I heard, I would be yotze the mitzvah. So lema tevei tiyufta de Rabbi Zeira. This is a contradiction to Rabbi Zeira's opinion. Dama Rabbi Zeira, the Shmaya, he says to his attendant, Ichavin bitakali, have kavana and blow on my behalf. So we see that the Mashmir does have to have kavana. Well, our mission implies that the Mashmir does not have to have kavana. Says the Gemara, Dilma Aidi the Tani Reisha Misasek, Tani Sevanami Misasek. Maybe the end of the mission it says Misasek is Lav Daf. We're just being consistent in the language. It doesn't mean Misasek. Rather, it means even the Mashmiya has to have Kavana as well, that you're going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, the Kavana for Mekayim the Mitzvah. Okay. Says the new Mishnah. This is a very important Mishnah. A little bit tricky, a little bit technical, but it's very important. Halacha L'maisa. We're not going to get to the Halacha L'maisa, but it is an important one. Says the Mishnah, Say the Tekios, Shalosh, Shel, Shalosh, Shalosh. The Tekios are that there are three sections, Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Each one of those three are broken down into further threes. Tekia, Chua, Tekia is found in each one. So let's see, what is the Shir of each of them? Shir Tekia, the length of the Tekia is Kishlosh Churos, three Churos. That's how long it has to be. Well, what's a Chua? Shir Chua is Kishlosh Yivavos. So what's a Yivava? Rashi says, Yivavos are shalosh kolos ba'alma kolshu. Little 2-2-2-2. So each chua is the length of 2-2-2. Not that it's actually 2-2-2, it's a 2, but as long as 2-2-2. So chua is 2, and then a tkia is the length of 3 chua. So 2-2-2 is the length of a tkia now.
Ma?
A chua is the length of a chua is defined by 3 small sounds. Not that it's actually three sounds, but yeah, it's sorry.
One sound.
So
and the length of the
two
three ones.
Is one chua. One chua is two. Two. A tkia are three chuas. It's a length of two, which makes a tkia two. That's what the Mishnah is. It's really hard to like explain sounds in Mishnayos, like in words.
No,
for that,
it's easy.
But
I mean, it's the length
right.
of three.
Three chuas. So it's the length of 9 small ones.
Of
two,
nine,
two, 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 two. Right. 9 chuas.
Shrama,
two, two, two. Chu is a small one, huh?
Okay.
So, either way, the tki is a length of 9 small sounds. That's what comes out. Then the Mishnah on a different topic says, we've saw this already quoted, I think, twice in the Masechta, says the Gemara, Taka b'rishona, let's say the first tki you make, the first sound, u'mashach b'shnei kishtayim, you extend it to 18 tututus. So could that be broken up into two different tkiyos, even though I never interrupted? It's the length of two tkiyos. Can that be the last of the first and the first of the next one? So kishnaim ein biyado el achas. You only have one. Since you didn't pause, it's only, even though it's really, really long, it's only one tkiyah. Misha berich v'acharkach nismane lo shofar. A person who said a bracha. Which bracha? He said the brachos of malchios zichronos v'shofros. And at the time when he said that, he did not have a shofar to blow, so he just said musaf without tkiyah. And then afterwards, he gets a shofar. Tokeh maria v'tokeh shalosh pamim. He said he does all the blasts all in one without interrupting. Normally we do malchios and then tkiyah chua tkiyah. Then we do zichronos tkiyah chua tkiyah, and then we do shofros. But he didn't have it at the time, so he just does tkiyah chua tkiyah, tkiyah chua tkiyah, tkiyah chua tkiyah, all in one shot. Then the Mishnah says, "Kishem sheshliach tzibur chayiv, kakol yachav yachad chayiv." Just like the chazan is chayiv, what in the to daven,
yeah.
Sam daven, okay. So too, each individual has obligation to daven, which seems to be pretty obvious to us, I guess.
No, it doesn't count on shliach tzibur to be motzi.
That's what it means. Okay, we can't rely on that. In this, normally we can be yotze through that. In this case, each individual has to daven on their own.
And if you do not know how to daven, shliach tzibur motzi.
Okay, that's what Rabbi Gamliel says. Shliach tzibur motzi as a rabbi yidei chavasan, but he can do it even lechachila. The Tanakh Kama says lechachila shliach tzibur should not be motzi. Rabbi Gamliel says even lechachila shliach tzibur may be yotze the rabbi. The Gemara says hatanya shir tkiya kachua. Our Mishnah said that tkiya was like three churas. And this price says that a chura, tkiya is like one chura. So it's a big nafkamina. How long a chura is? It's a difference of a third.
Two thirds.
Right now we're speaking of chura is three small sounds. Two to two.
The price said the same length as the tkiya. So what's the difference?
No, so the Mishnah is like three churas, like nine small sounds. This one says three small sounds. So Amar Abaye, Tana Didan, our Mishnah, Kachashiv Tekiya Dekulo, Babi. When it says Tekiya, it's including all the Tekiyos of it. So all the Tekiyos that we blow are equal to the three Churos. So in the way it works is that there are three Tekiyos. right, because we have Zichronos, we have Malchus, Zichronos, Shofros. So all three of those, all those Tekiyos, equal three Churos. But each one individually is one Tekiya equals one Churos. It's three. Even though the Mishnah says one tkiya is like three churos, it really means all the tkiyos combined together, all three tkiyos equal all three churos. And the ratio ends up being 1:1.
So what it say, basically what it's trying to say is that each terua should be as long as one tkiya.
Correct.
So the terua will be three times longer than a tkiya.
No, a tkiya equals one chua is 2:2:2.
Right,
three small sounds, so tkiya equals that, so tkiya is going to be two.
How does it start?
That's what I mean.
Originally
we said that three teruas are the same length as one tkiya.
Exactly.
Now this Brisa says no.
It's 1:1, exactly.
So that means when you do the teruah, the three are long as three tkiyas.
No. Well, one chua equals one tkiya now.
Yeah, so what does that mean? Then a teruah is a tkiya.
No, because so it might depend, right? I hear what you're saying. So you might have to explain that chua is actually three small sounds. Not the length of three small sounds, but it actually is 2:2:2 is actually a chua.
So we have only two sounds, skia and tua.
No, then you have shvarim afterwards.
Oh, it didn't mention
shvarim. We didn't see shvarim yet, not yet.
So I don't get it. I'm sorry.
So tkiya is long, tua is three
short. I don't understand. If a tkiya is the same length as a terua, then the tkiya is a terua.
Right, but chua is not. It's 2:2:2.
So that's according to the previous one. The
yeah, that's it. Say right. That's chua is 2:2:2, and tkiya is two.
Okay, so that's what we said before. Now, right. Brisa, what's the Brisa?
No. We said before was that a tkiya equals the length of three churos, which is really nine sounds.
Forget about the sounds. We're talking about churos now.
No, we're because talking about tkiya and chua.
We are mixing up sounds. Sounds is a whole different story. The first Mishnah says that one tekiya is equal to three teruas.
Right, yes. So a chua, though, is three small sounds. That's one chua, that's the unit. Three sounds is one chua.
And tua,
that equals a tekiya, which is one long sound.
Yeah.
So in the Mishnah, we originally thought that one tekiya equals three churos, which is nine sounds.
Yeah.
One versus three churos.
Is that what the Mishnah is saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not
Right, so now we're saying really Tekiah is very short. Tekiah equals only one shu with three small sounds.
And Tekiah is three Tekiah, for instance.
Tekiah is one shua.
Tekiah is one shua, and Tekiah is shalosh
yevamot. Right, exactly. So Tekiah is very short. Now the Tos has a whole...
Here it's clear. Shi'ur orech Tekiah hu keshi'ur orech shalosh
shua. Right, what shalosh shua?
Shi'ur atua, shalosh yevamot.
Each shua is three small sounds, so it's three times three.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference. How? Because then the other part is just telling you how long each of the three sounds of the tekiah, of the teruah, is. It's not telling you that you're supposed to do nine sounds.
No, I'm saying, but with nine sounds is longer than three sounds.
But that's just to tell you how long each teruah has to be. It's
and that tells
you
how long the tekiah is going to be. I mean, Mishnah says one tekiah equals three churos.
Right.
And a churah, each churah, is three small sounds.
Right.
That means... Nine small sounds, one tekiah equals nine small sounds.
So according to the Brisa, it's just telling us that the tekiah is shorter, not
yes,
that the teruah is shorter.
Exactly, right. Tekiah equals three small sounds now, one shua.
Okay.
And then that's consistent. So again, tandi dan, kachashiv tekiah, all tekiah tekula, all the tekiah, all three tekiahs together equal the chul bayi. And therefore, three tekiahs equal
again,
three shuas.
But it's okay. So it's not still, it's not located between the...
That's the answer. That's the answer now, right. Now it's fine, right. So again, Tana Didan Kachashiv Tekiah Dekula Babi, Uchuas Dekula Babi, all them together. And Tana Bara Bra Kachashiv Chai Baba to Sula, one versus one. One Tekiah equals one Chua. Our Mishnah is doing three Tekiahs versus three Chuas, which is the same ratio. Now, according to Rashi, what comes out is that Tekiah is very short. Tekiah is the length of three small sounds, very short, two. Tos has a whole long interpretation here, which is how we paskin that tekiah is longer. Tekiah equals nine churos. Two. So, but we're not going to go through that Tosfos now because it's very late and we didn't finish the daf yet. Okay, let's... we still have a few minutes. Let's go first. Shir chua gikimo yivavos. The length of a chua is like three small sounds. Says the Gemara, "Ha Tanya Shir Chua Kishlosh Shvarim." It's like three shvarim, and shvarim are longer. Shvarims are two. The chua is going to be a tekiah is much longer than that now. That's why a chua is much longer. Chua in the Mishnah. Now we're talking about what a chua is. Before we're talking about what a tekiah is. Now it's a chua. In the Mishnah, the chua told us it's like shlosh yivavos, two. Now we're saying it's like shlosh shvarim, which is two. Right, a little bit longer than the Yivavos. So we see it's longer. No, the Chuas, as we call it though, Chuas are the small sounds. The small sound. That's 9 or 12 or 15, depending on how you paskin. That's Chuas. Shvarim are 2.
How do you even count the Kotokea?
You get it, once you get a rhythm, you get used to it, you practice enough. You could do more also if you want. You can't do less. Okay. So is it Shvarim or is it Yivavos? So Amar Baye, B'ha Vade Pligi. This is certainly Machlokas. Above we said it was Machlokas. We said the Bryce and the Mishnah were both the same ratio, but this is certainly Machlokas. What's the debate about? So Pligi Dechsiv, Yom Chua Yelachem. What does Chua mean? U'mitargaminan Yom Yivava Yehiluchun. The day of Yivava. The day of Yivavos, like the Mishnah, of small little sobs. U'ksiv Ba'ime, the Sisera. When it came to the mother of Sisera, Be'ada Chalon Nishkafa, the Tevav, and she was looking out the window waiting for Sisera, the general, to come home, and she was crying, says the Targum, Aim Sisera, Mar, Aim Sisera. The Tevav, Aim Sisera, rather. She was crying. So, wait, what's the,
Well, what did you read? Ve'adachal nishkafa v'teyabev, Aim Sisera. Mar, Sarah, Ganuchay, Ganach.
Where do you see by Sisera, the Lashon of Shvarim here, though? Okay, Lashon Yivavos is used by mother of Sisera, and she was like crying, bawling, and sad. She was making like, right, exactly. So she's making shvarim sounds. So from the Yom Chua, for some reason we think that's referring to Yivavos. Yom Chua means small sound. And from Aim Sisera. Right, exactly. So Mar Savar. Gnuchi ganach, umasra yulula yulale. So machog is depending on the context which pasuk we're using. We have two different types of crimes that are made. So look at Rashi. Rashi explains Fitzasin. You see Rashi in the bottom. Man damar shvarm. Sever gnuchi garnech. Kadam hagoneach milibo. Kederach hachol mishamarichim beginichosan. Person who's like sighing. These long sobs when he's sick. Makes a longer sound. And yulul yulale is kadam haboche mekonen. Kolos ksarm smuchim zelzeh. A choppy type of a bawling. So that's the difference of these two different sounds. So that's certainly a machlokas. Okay, now this next, maybe we should stop here. This next one carries into the next step.
We hold that the Kia, that Teruah is